On tonight's game, coming off week one versus Denver, I think felt like we needed to make strides. We challenged our whole first unit, offense in particular. I thought they responded well. I think we ran the ball well. We improved in the passing game. I thought defense, we had a pretty good performance. I know in the front seven, they weren't able to rush the ball very effectively, which they historically have been a good run team. I thought the young backs did good, without bringing Jordan. I thought all in all, we responded to a not very good week one performance. Any questions?
You said that you were going to learn about Mike and how he responded from last week.
Yep.
What did you see in him tonight?
I thought it was a big improvement. I thought we had a very limited look in week one, like most first offenses in this league. Some starting quarterbacks don't even play in week one. But I thought the whole offense responded, including Mike.
How much did it help having the run game get going the way it did?
Well, I think it's any quarterback's best friend. I think anybody that's played the game for any extensive amount of time would tell you that, and that isn't going to change.
Was there a conscious effort not to ask him to do too much? Play it safe because there were a lot of safe passes early.
I mean, I don't, none of it's safe. I think, I just thought he improved, is what I'd say.
How did he react to the interception?
Like everybody, I thought he reacted really well. I think he was involved in, helping get the guy down, which I appreciate. I've seen different circumstances when that happens. I mean, it happens, so I thought he responded well.
As a coach, what does it say to you about a player when he does make a mistake like that and comes back and leads the team into an end zone?
Well, it's huge. I think, how you respond is critical, and this game can go up and down through the whole game. I thought our guys did a pretty good job finding a way to win the game.
Mitch came in much later today than he had in the first game.
Mm-hmm.
How can you get a sense of what you have in him if he's coming in with 2 minutes left in the third?
Well, I mean, I think what people have to understand is we practice. We evaluate guys every day, and obviously we evaluate games too. But we get a chance to meet with them every day, to watch them practice every day, in a controlled situation. And I think he's responded very well.
What did you think of him tonight?
Again, I've not seen the tape yet. I think our protection broke down a couple times. I know he got hit pretty solidly a couple times. But all in all, I thought he did pretty well.
The running game also kind of slowed down too when he was out there. Is it would you like to see him potentially get work with, without making it a competition, maybe next week with the ones, just to see what that looks like?
Well, I think, basically, as we work through the preseason, I think our first unit will go the most extensive amount of playing time that they'll see in the preseason against Tennessee. And we won't deviate from that. That's just a normal progression of NFL football.
What impression was about Tariq Cohen?
That he's explosive. I know he's flashed at us. We saw him from day one, in underwear, and I thought, he showed a lot of tools and gifts there. He's got, a very mature attitude, mindset, as far as in preparation, whether it's in pass protection or running the ball or as a pass receiver. He's got a good feel for the game. So I've liked what I've seen. And, even in pads, I think he runs with some authority. He can stick his foot in the ground even in the run game.
What do you think tonight will do to the hysteria you alluded to earlier in the week around Mitch? And do you think it'll have any effect? Does it matter to you?
I don't think our guys are, real cognizant of that. I think, they kind of know what's going on in the locker room. They know what's going on in the media rooms. And they know what's going on in the practice field. And I think they're best suited to leave their focus there.
You mentioned that Mitch took a couple of pretty rough hits. Mm-hmm. Would you like to see him with blockers who are first or second team guys?
Well, I mean, it's all relative, when you get to that, who it's against. It's no different in this game than it's been in any preseason two game.
Did Langford suffer a setback this week?
No, we just kind of want to make sure he's healed. He had a lingering ankle. He kind of redid it in practice at camp. So we just want to make sure he's ready. And I thought taking this weekend off was good.
Kyle Fuller had a nice tackle on the field. How did you get a chance to see how he played?
I had a feeling that he did pretty well, without looking at tape, and really analyzing it yet. I thought, I know he made a nice play on a comeback in front of our bench. So how they match up in one-on-one situations, I was impressed.
What were the circumstances when Jordan got scratched in the eye.
He got poked in the eye. And again, you know, he's felt it was safer just leave him back and not get the pressure, you know, on his eyeball. So we left him, you know, back at Dallas Hall.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it.